climate change was again centre stage, as is again centre stage, as the Prime Minister wings his way home from Europe. Peter Van Onselen is political editor with the Ten Network and a columnist with The Australian. Peter, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Peter, I'm not sure if you're listening to that interview. The Prime Minister has used his overseas visit, I think, to lay further groundwork in terms of shifting the government into a net zero position by 2050.
That's certainly what Boris Johnson thought.
That's certainly what Boris Johnson said. But listening to the Resources Minister, Keith Pitt, the Nats are nowhere near there.
No,
he was pretty clear to say that.
Oh, yeah, it took you a few goes.
He went out of his way to say it in the end, really.
He certainly did. In the end, he was very clear that he hasn't agreed. He doesn't think his colleagues would agree. They haven't even been asked at this point in time, with the one caveat that obviously they'll consider it more fulsomely if ever asked. But at this point in time, he was very clear, as you say, Fran, at the end there. The National Party, in his view, is unlikely to support net zero emissions by 2050.
So what does that mean? Because all the commentary is and suggestion is the Prime Minister will get to this position before the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow in November. How much trouble do you think the Nats are likely to cause between now and then?
Well, potentially a lot of trouble, because they will fracture the coalition if they stand firm and refuse to go down that path, if Scott Morrison wants to go down that path. And this becomes interesting around the timing of an election, because, as you say, Glasgow is essentially the first 2 weeks of November. There's a lot of speculation that the Prime Minister might look to go early to an election. But if he does try to go to an election, he would need to go before Glasgow, but he would still be asked repeatedly on the campaign trail, what will he do when he gets to Glasgow? Alternatively, Fran, if he goes next year, as a lot of people also expect, well, then Glasgow will have come and gone, and what will he have done? Will he have been prepared to look like, in the view of some, a Neanderthal on the climate scene internationally to appease the National Party, when a growing number of Liberals are saying, no, we have to be realistic here, particularly inner city Liberals?
And not just a growing number of Liberals, but also the Prime Minister's own language.
He seems to definitely have moved.
It's not plain sailing for Labor either. The Shadow Resources Minister, Madeleine King, today will throw Labor support behind the gas sector, the LNG sector. She'll say natural gas will continue to be a major industry in Australia for many years to come, and supporting the development of new gas fields. Is it harder for Labor to land a workable climate policy that keeps more of them happy than it is for the government?
It's hard for both sides. I mean, we've seen that for years now, but it is interesting, because it strikes me that seat by seat, I think it's harder for the Labor Party, because then they run into situations like what Joel Fitzgibbons created for them in the Hunter region with the disagreements, or you've got their resources person, spokesperson Madeleine King, talking in a way that doesn't necessarily sit easily with the left of the party, and they are one party, so they need to have a unified position, unlike the coalition, who can ultimately say we're not achieving anything because we couldn't get the Nats on board, but we're working on it, they're a different party. They can sort of slide past it. So seat by seat, I think it's harder for Labor.
Particularly when you get to Queensland, where seat by seat, that's where this election will be.
Exactly. Queensland is where Labor needs to win seats, and that's where Keith Pitt's National Party line, as the dominant party in the LNP merger up there, works better. So it's hard for both sides. In an electoral sense, it's probably that little bit harder for the Labor Party.
Do you think that's why, I mean, the Prime Minister might not have any problem with Keith Pitt speaking as he was speaking today, which seemed to be at odds with him, because the government wants to make it as difficult as they can for Labor in Queensland, and therefore they also have to have their own credentials, as they see it, intact up
there? The electoral politics of this is very different to the public policy complexity of getting the Nationals on board for the coalition. So the answer to that, I think, is yes.
Peter, on another issue, the government will try again, we now read, to legislate new religious discrimination protections when a revised bill is introduced to Parliament by the end of the year. Now, this has been a long, drawn-out process. There's a new Attorney-General in charge, Michaela Cash. How different do you think the new bill will be to the one that Christian Porter tried to pass? Because I noticed that the commentary coming from some of the churches today, very critical of the Porter bill, signalling they're going to try and get more from Michaela Cash.
Potentially very different, because she's already signalled that in a few other spaces where she's made some changes, including in relation to what Kate Jenkins has done with her recommendations and reviews. So Michaela Cash is a different AG to Christian Porter. I can see her being prepared to make adjustments, but it ultimately won't be her decision. I think this is something that will sit in the Prime Minister's office, particularly with the timing of an election. Do they want to throw red meat to their religious right flank at this particular point in time, or do they think they can hold them off as they try to win over the centre more when it comes to an election? That'll be the real debate.
And that might come down to, I mean, the original Philip Ruddock review, which is meant to be what sparked all this, was actually quite protective of some LGBT+ rights.
And it surprised the government, I think, that it was.
And the government had committed, the Prime Minister himself committed to implementing some of those recommendations, but there's been no movement.
Let me put it this way. Now, I don't think politically is the right time for the Prime Minister to nail his colours to a mast, which is one of hardcore religious conservatism, at the expense of broader rights outside of religion.
Peter, thanks very much.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen is Professor of Politics at Griffith University and the Uni of WA.